Welcome to From Beyond, a podcast about consciousness, metaphysics, and a wide variety of provocative spiritual topics. Cindy Riggs is an internationally renowned Universal Channel author and spiritual consultant. Cindy has been practicing professionally since 1997, and she has a unique and fascinating perspective on spirituality.
Welcome back to From Beyond, listeners. Welcome back, Jeffrey.
Hey, great to be here.
I have some things I want to talk about today that I think are really, really important. And I want to call it blind faith, which a lot of us have heard about if we were raised in religion. What does it mean? It sounds like something that's impossible because blind indicates, oh my gosh, I'm not going to know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But blind faith, I'm going to stay with that term because I feel like it's one of the most important, most powerful things I know. Because our mind does not know what the other possibilities are. Now, I want to explain this. Because I'm talking to people, I'm talking to clients, and I'm like, you've got to ask God, source, the universe, whatever you talk to, whatever you're asking, or your soul, for new possibilities. You need to ask for what else is possible. And they're like, but I don't know what else is possible. I'm like, no, you don't. Your mind doesn't. Can you think of an analogy of how such a small percentage of the mind is and how it doesn't know what else is possible? Like, I guess when we're a child.
Yeah. Like, I think as a youth, my own, like everything was possible. Like if I wanted to go play and pretend that I was, you know, playing whatever, I was playing army in the backyard, or I was playing baseball and I'm going to hit the winning home run. Like all that stuff was possible. And for me, looking at being an adult, looking at other adults, it becomes more of what isn't possible. Because when we run into a barrier, we go, okay, well, that must be it. Or even more so, we get upset and we get mired in that moment and we lose the idea of there's a path somewhere, you know, that the universe will listen. And if we just stop for a minute and allow, which is also a tough thing because we do have these tendencies to want to control stuff that we've talked about numbers of times. If we just allow, usually a path will show up, but we as a society have become impatient. We have become internet/Google based, that we can look up things, and therefore those are the possibilities that we limit ourselves to because the internet says, or whatever the case may be. So between that growing up and losing that creativity and that childlike stance, and you know, the Buddha speaks to keeping that childlike, like fascination with the world, you know, and that we don't typically do that much anymore because we always are on the go, out of time, those kind of things, which obviously would be another great topic for a podcast. But to your point, blind faith to me, with our ability to look things up and know what the answer is, or at least what we perceive the answer is out there on the Google net, it really, I think, hinders people from slowing down, from understanding that we're trying to control something. But if we just step back and allow, what are the possibilities? I really believe, and this is my own personal opinion, that when speaking to the universe, when speaking to source, when speaking to God, Buddha, whomever you're speaking to, how you say stuff matters. Because I think the universe has a wonderful sense of humor. So to me, the difference between saying, man, I need more money, universal lesson, if you'll allow. But there's a difference between saying, man, I'm tired of being broke, because to me, that's a statement of fear. I have a fear of not having enough money, versus I want abundance that I can't even imagine.
Right. Exactly. And that's what we're talking about.
To your point, blind faith to say, you know what, I'm going to let the universe bring that to me.
Right.
Type
right.
Of
that's exactly what we're talking about today. And I talk to clients who are like, well, I lost my job and I just don't know what to do next. I hear that all the time. I don't know what to do next. And they're trying to figure it out with their mind. And what I suggest is have some blind faith. Like you're saying, ask the universe for something new. Okay, so I want to go back to the soul. I always go back to the soul. I now revert to the soul. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, soul, what did you come here to do? Mm-hmm. Show me what that is. Now, that's easy to say. But in the next moment, if you're like, oh, but I don't know what it is, then you're canceling out that request.
Well, absolutely.
You have to say, soul, what do you want to do next? And I'm going to just forget about it for a moment or a day or as long as you can, because it wants to reveal it to us. It's the same with finding a partner. People all the time say, oh, well, I'm in this horrible relationship, but I'll never find anybody better. It's that kind of belief that completely closes you off to all the possibility.
100%. And since one of the greatest gifts we have, and we've talked about this before, is free will, free choice. Mm-hmm. When you say, man, I need some money, I lost my job. And then 30 seconds later, something grabs your attention. Mm-hmm. You allow it to grab your attention. And I understand, I've been a parent of a three-year-old. Three-year-olds can grab your attention in a hurry. But in that moment, again, knowing that the universe has respect for free choice, has absolute sense of humor about what you say, almost like in Aladdin, where they say, you know, they say the wish to the genie from the bottle, and they do it exactly, and they're like, well, that's not exactly what I meant, you know, type of deal.
Well, and that's really important when it comes to law of attraction, because people say, oh, I don't want to be broke. I don't want to be alone. It's like the universe hears broke, hears alone. It's like, okay, we'll give you more broke. We'll give you more alone. The universe is not deciding that you don't want that. It doesn't hear the don't want part. It just hears the topic. And yeah, that's really important for people to understand. Whatever you're focusing on, you're getting more of.
Correct. So I also believe in that statement. The universe looks at it and says, okay, you don't want to be broke. Well, what's half a step above broke? We can get you there. Just like that. Real simple, right? So in their sense of humor, cool. We'll make you not broke. Now, I think it's also when you get to specificity with this, when you say, I want to win the lottery tomorrow. Like, okay, that's cool. And, you know, maybe that'll happen. Maybe the universe will decide that you're going to win Mega Millions tonight. I don't know. But like, to me, it's the whole process of saying, here's what I would like to see happen. I trust you, soul, to manifest it in the manner that it's supposed to, because I don't know everything and I never will know everything, but I trust in the process. I trust in the soul, blind faith, right? To allow. And then here's the real kicker. Here's the real deal for the whole process. How patient and how allowing can you be? Exactly. And not expect it to be a press of the microwave button or pulling up to McDonald's and asking for a number 7. And 3 minutes later, you got it, right?
Exactly. Because our soul might have different timing. It certainly has different intentions most of the time than our mind does. I cannot emphasize enough how much the mind does not know what the soul's intentions are. And the soul is the higher power inside us. Mm-hmm. So lots of people pray to a God or a universe or a deity, whatever. That's fine. But understand that deity is also in you. Mm-hmm. And it's specifically for you. Mm-hmm. And it's a specific blueprint. And all it wants to do is reveal its ideas and its intentions and its agenda. But our mind blocks it. Mm-hmm. And so the blind faith is trusting in the higher power inside us, mm-hmm, without knowing what that is. Now, Deepak Chopra calls it the field of all possibility. We are in the field of all possibility. Mm-hmm. And if we believe that, we can just say, hey, show me what else is possible. Show me something new today. Give me a new idea. Bring me something new. And then just go about your day and see what happens. And the synchronicities show up, and then you see those repeated numbers or whatever's happening, or somebody emails you, hey, you know, we're looking for a person to do this. But another thing I want to say is there are people who will say, well, I just want to be able to pay my bills. Okay, That's fine, but you're asking for bare minimum. Why would you do that when the universe is like, we'll give you pretty much everything you want and way more than you can even imagine. But if all you're asking for is bare minimum, that's all you're going to get.
Yeah, it's fascinating because, you know, there are plenty of people in the world who have more money than they'll ever, ever need. Mm-hmm. And I wonder about the lessons that those incarnations are learning. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, that's the path they've chosen. And to me, as soon as you attach to, well, I want that kind of money, now to me, you are playing in somebody else's field, which, you know, again, free choice is fine. But if you are in that state of mind of lack, of fear, of mm-hmm. I can't have that person's money, or I want to have that person's money, to me, the attachment there, like, that creates a negating effect on what you're actually supposed to express yourself as.
Right, because we have to remember that want usually comes from the mind. Mm-hmm. If we want something, we think we know what we want. Mm-hmm. But we're usually not correct. Our soul knows much more magnificently what it wants. And it always wants to show us something so much larger. I had a client say, but what if my soul brings me something bad? And I'm like, that's impossible. It only wants for you growth and joy and freedom and like magnificent experiences, because it's pure love. Mm-hmm.
100%.
So why would you be afraid to trust it? Yeah. And fear, yeah, of course, is ego. And ego is wanting things that you don't have and all that stuff. Yeah.
And it's I think worth remembering that whole attachment piece is what tends to drive that disconnect. Like that three-year-old who demands your attention. To me, you've got to spend time honing your mind into a space of, I'm having these conversations with my soul. You know, things on the outside may come around. And yes, you need to attend to a three-year-old who needs to go to the bathroom. But at the same time, being able to get back into that lane of, hey, here's what we were talking about. And being able to have the patience, the allowance, the understanding that what shows up, you've got to pay attention for. You got to pay attention to those clues, those synchronicities, those things that show up.
Right.
Because soul and the source has a great sense of humor. So like, they're not just going to, you know, and here's the mailman at the door with, hey, here you go, here's your deal. Like the growth.
Although that can happen though.
Sure. Yeah. Sure. But at the same time, not paying attention, I really think that we can miss opportunities or get so attached to something else, we miss the opportunity when it shows up because we're like, that's not good enough. Or that's not exactly what I wanted, you know, type of deal. Mm-hmm. I think it takes time and practice. And trust me, I'm not elite at it. But at the same time, like what I'm doing right now, I just found a spot in a Reiki note that I wrote that I have sent energy to for over a year now. I found it this morning. I was reviewing them in this little urn that I keep them in. And it's exactly what I wanted to be doing right now.
Really?
100%.
And so you wrote it down. You forgot about it. And it happened.
Or did I? Or did I write it down so it stayed in my field? I think those things are interesting. Like, right. This beautiful little purple urn that my daughter made holds those Reiki intentions. Mm-hmm. And every morning I send energy to them. So I'm going through them. I go through them periodically to make sure they're still accurate for things that I intend. So as I'm going through them this morning, I open it up. I'm like, I close it up and look at the date and I open it back up. And I'm like, that's exactly what I'm doing right now.
Right. That's amazing.
I mean, 15 months ago, mm-hmm. 15 months ago, I wrote that intention.
So that intention came from where?
Conversation with my soul. And, you know, mm-hmm. I don't think what I understood at the time is that what I was doing at the time, I was ready to be done with. I understand that now. But I also think that's the source guiding me without me knowing it, having a little bit of blind faith that I'm going to get guided to be where I'm supposed to be. I've gotten to a point now where I get into small windows that I am allowing And maybe I don't have it like right on my mind all the time, creating a space of fear of, man, this has got to happen, man, this has got to happen, man, this has got to happen. But I can send energy to it every day to say, this is my intention. And I'm ready whenever you're ready, soul. Whenever you decide the timing's right, let's go do this type of deal.
So you let go and you allowed, but you also first connected with your soul and you said, show me what it is. Mm-hmm. And here's some ideas I have. Mm-hmm. You know, but it's always like this or something better. You know, I lost a job many years ago because the company folded and we all lost our jobs. And I had a dream that my grandfather on the other side came to me and he got right close to me and he said, you're not dreaming big enough. Mm. And I know what that means because, and I knew what it meant then, even though I'm like, but I don't know what to dream for. You know, I don't know what to, you know, entertain as a possibility. Because I was still in my mind. Mm-hmm. I didn't know about the surrender piece, surrendering to my soul. But what he was saying was, there's way more possibility. And but what I was thinking was, but this is what I'm qualified for. And I can't find a job with these qualifications. But I have come to learn that not just me, but many of us can find something that we're not qualified for. In fact, I was hired by a company. He said he hired me for my attitude, not because I had experience. Mm-hmm. And that began a process of, wow, there is other possibility that doesn't make logical sense to our society. But back when you said we have to practice this, what we have to practice is not only the technique of surrender, but noticing when we have self-defeating thoughts of, I can't do this, or nobody will hire me, or nobody wants me as a partner because of this, this, and this, just all of this, like evidence we think we have, mm-hmm. why we can't do it or can't have it. So what is evidence? Like my hypnosis teacher says, if you can't put it in a wheelbarrow, it's not real.
Right. Which is awesome.
Yeah. So think about that. Like, well, I'm not good enough for this or that. Or yeah. I'm qualified. Qualified isn't a thing you can put in a wheelbarrow.
Right. No, it's a concept. It's not a thing.
Right. Right?
And so when we talk about evidence, and I know I talk about this a lot, mm-hmm. with, not only in our discussions, but like when people get into that place of, feeling like they're missing out on something, or that they aren't worthy of something, or they can't do something, or things are really crummy because they think something. What evidence do you have? I lost right. my job. I'll never get another one. What evidence do you have that you're right. never going to get a job again?
I remember thinking, I will never get a job that pays me this much again. What the heck? I'm so far beyond that now. You know, like, I did though. I did find something, not right away. I found something that paid me less because that's where my mind was. That's mm-hmm. where my belief was. Mm-hmm. I'll never find a job that pays me this much. Well, I didn't until I had to start doing some spiritual work with myself and learning about like manifestation. But so many people think about manifestation as forcing something into being that they want with their mind, rather than how about something more powerful, which is what I'm proposing today, that works for me and it's worked for you. Soul, you're in charge now. You're at the wheel, you're running the show. And I'm not gonna think about it, and I'm just gonna keep trusting you with blind faith.
That's right. And I'd like to throw the caveat in right now, like, In real situations, and when I think of real situations, I would say something along these lines. Single parent, kids at home, you lose your job. You should have every intention of making all that you want to make. Like, have that intention. In no way, shape, or form are we advocating you sit at home and wait for that job to show up. Like, I think at the same time, asking your soul for, hey, until that shows up, when you're ready for me to be that as well, my intention is to be able to do everything above and beyond for my family, those kind of things, like still having that conversation with the universe, because like I said, no way, shape, or form are we advocating anybody sit and do nothing and let things go to you know what, in the handbasket. But at the same time, it's okay to go ahead and say, hey, you know what, soul, don't understand necessarily why this happened. Accept it. Let's start dreaming big. I'm going to put my faith into you, and let's figure out what it is and when it is that we're going to have more abundance than we can ever think of.
That's right. When I surrendered to my soul years ago, I said, okay, soul, I need money. And I wrote down a list of things I needed money for. Car payment, gas bill, electric bill. Like, I wrote all that. I said, I need money for these things. Mm-hmm. So you show me what you want to do. And what I tell my clients is, okay, maybe it's not your like dream job that shows up, but my soul certainly brought me things right away where I could collect money until it could, you know, form for me the ideal sort of aligned situation, a situation that aligned with it. And what I'm grateful for is that I'm still doing a multiple things because my soul doesn't want to do just one thing. And I love that as a Gemini, if anybody's into astrology.
Yes.
I do love, you know, multitasking, doing multiple things, having variety. And so I feel like it wants variety too, obviously. And then people say, well, I'm done with this job. It's not for me. I know I don't belong here. It's like, okay, but that's all coming from your mind. If you weren't supposed to be there, your soul wouldn't have you there because you need money. So your soul is giving you a chance to collect money. Be grateful for that. Mm-hmm. Be grateful for whatever it brings you. And I said, whatever you bring me, soul, I'll do it. And I did some interesting things.
Right. And that goes back to some previous podcasts on what is truly bad. Like the opportunity you have, your human incarnation may not like very much, but if you can shift the perspective to say, okay, you know what, this is what I'm wanting at the end of the day in terms of being able to take care of my family. Mm-hmm. But is what I want to be doing. As soon as you start to me, and this is just me philosophizing again, but like, if that's become your identity, okay, yeah, probably time. Like in my schoolwork, as soon as I was more Mr. Jones than I was Jeff, probably something to consider. But at the same time, it allowed me to take care of my family until that thing that I stuck into my Reiki jar that my soul decided, okay, you know what? It's time. It is absolutely time. And, you know, there was a part of me when I first looked at that this morning that said, oh man, I finally earned that. No, it wasn't an earned thing. Like, I didn't just earn it. Like, it's okay to ask. And I think this incarnation that we go through sometimes also, you know, pushes us into a position where we're afraid to ask for stuff. Like, it's okay to ask. It's okay. And this leads me into the next thing I want to make sure I mentioned in this particular podcast, which is, I love when you talk about commanding your soul or saying, show me, soul, or hey, today I want you to astonish me. Like, I think that's an awesome way to go about talking to your soul, because your soul's okay with it. Like, this is not an adversarial relationship. When you go back to the concept of our source energy is a loving energy, you know, and we've talked about a little bit the whole concept of, you know, you don't need to fear God. You don't need to fear any of those entities. Like, it is okay to say, you know what, soul, astonish me today. Let's have me go to bed tonight going, man, that was amazing type of deal. That's okay to do.
It is.
And I really think that your soul works with you in small incremental ways. Like, you could say, astonish me today. And if you're paying attention, you will be. Or that long-term thing of, hey, you know what? I'd really like to do this eventually. I trust you. Show me the path. Give me the opportunities. Give me the challenges. Help me learn. Help me grow. Because I know you're going to put me there at some point.
Right. And you have to have the confidence when you say those things. Blind faith, I think, is just being confident. And I want to back up a moment, because when you talk about your Reiki jar, if people don't know what Reiki is, I just want to mention that this could be an intention jar or a wish jar, because Reiki is a Japanese healing system. I just wanted to mention that if people aren't familiar with that term.
And for folks who are familiar with it, I use the healing energy to heal things that I feel maybe aren't in alignment or I use it to heal things that I want to heal about this lifetime while I'm here, because I do recognize the idea that I'm just given clues as to things, as to what the soul wants to do. And I do the best I can to interpret that stuff. But in order to communicate with my soul in a manner that I'm not sitting focusing on it, that's just my personal preference. Like, so I'm not every morning saying, hey, soul, I'm ready to be, you know, amazingly abundant. Like, I'm ready to, you know, like, so I'm not doing that. It's almost like I slid them a note and said, hey, just thinking about this, don't want to bother about it every day, but hey, I want to do this. And I'm going to send it some energy on a regular basis. So for those of you familiar with Reiki, I'm trying to heal that intention, trying to heal that situation, if you will. And I write on all kinds of things.
Or are you trying to energize it?
Well,
like,
that too.
Think about giving it energy. So your soul's like, oh yeah, I remember that. Okay. I can bring you something today with that. Or no, it's not time yet. So commanding. I also wanted to say that I've probably mentioned this before in the podcast. When I was channeling a group of angels, they said, remember that no spirit consciousness in all of the multiverse, decides what you deserve. That's all in your head. So when people say, well, I don't want to bother the angels, or I don't want to bother Jesus, it's like, they aren't judging you. I mean, even when people are talking to someone's deceased relative, they're like, are they mad at me? It's not possible for that emotion beyond here. And so we have to be aware of, like when you said, it's a loving universe, it just wants to give us what we're asking for. It's not deciding, oh, Jeff doesn't really want that, or Jeff doesn't really need that. It's like, what do you want, Jeff? Tell us. And when I have a gap in my schedule, like if somebody's canceled, I'll just say, hey, let's fill it. Let's do this. And it will fill sometimes, like same day. It'll fill. It always does when I command it, unless my soul knows that I need a break for some reason, or knows that I need to run an errand, or like it knows better than I do. So I'm like, hey, if it's aligned with you, let's fill this today. Who can we help? Who do you want to bring me to help?
Yep. Well, and one of my favorite phrases that you use as well is gift of time. Like, you recognize, I think, in those moments that, hey, you know what, I was just given the gift of time. And again, it's about that shift in perspective, because that's something I wrote down as we were talking here. Like, when we say loving universe, we do understand that it exists in a duality with a world that we perceive as not real nice sometimes, right?
Right.
So is it difficult to have blind faith in this particular realm? It is at times. It really is. But at the same time, to me, if you can recognize the idea that whether it's the angels or it's a spirit guide or it's your soul, any of those things in that realm that come from a loving space, like when you say, I'm afraid to bother them, like they're sitting there waiting for you to talk to them. Like they're excited. They're like, come on, give me something. Let's go.
Absolutely.
I think our minds, and again, going back to this incarnation, the fact that in this body, what our mind creates regularly creates a fear mode, creates a lack mode, creates something that is bad. Like, to me, if you remember it's a loving universe, and you remember that that angel or whatever entity is speaking to you is the nicest person you could ever meet in this realm. Like, they're not going to judge you. They're going to be positive. Hey, let's get this done. They're going to cheerlead you. They're going to stand with you. They're going to advocate for you. When you step away, they're talking good things to other people. Like, we do have a tough time imagining people like that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, we have a tough time. You're telling me there's a thing that, but I don't see that here. Why is that? Like, that's again, blind faith, understanding that this is all one big experiment, and that people are expressing themselves in whatever manner they're going to. And some people are more attached to their soul than others. But to me, when you start thinking about those opportunities to talk to, imagine it as the nicest person that you could ever run into, who has endless resources, has endless great things to say about you, has endless love to pour into you, and go with it. Like, and just be like, hey, you know what? That person's there for me anytime I want to talk to them, and they're going to look out for me, and they're going to get me where I need to go. And they're going to provide me learning opportunities. I'm going to be better because I knew them, type of deal. And I think if you sit down and think about it, you know people who, not 100% of the time, but you know people like that.
Yeah, that's right. Like the sweetest grandmother who will just what do you need? I'll bake you cookies. I'll do this for you. I'll put a Band-Aid on your knee or whatever. Or I was just thinking, an Uber driver is just waiting for the next call. Like, yay, I get to take somebody somewhere. You know, like they're just standing by.
Exactly. I think that's something that I've been thinking about as we've been talking today of really, we have all these examples of folks who are, we perceive as selfish, we perceive as wanting to do for themselves, perceiving as wanting to keep me down so that they can stay up. Like, that's not who you're speaking to when you talk to your soul, when you talk to source, when you talk to your spirit guides. Like, that's not who you're speaking with. You're speaking to people who will, if you have blind faith, will take care of what you're talking about. And your experience will be so much better because that loving energy will pour into you. And it's really a lot tougher to look at things as bad versus a learning experience, right?
Right. And the person that you're talking to, if there's any doubt, is your ego, not your soul, not your true self.
Yep. Back to a previous podcast of, if it sounds scary, if it sounds hurtful, if it sounds bad, that's your ego talking. That's the terrorist in your head talking. I love you. This is something to learn. That's your soul talking.
Right. If it's doubt, it's your lower power. And if it's confidence, it's your higher power. So the last thing I think I'd want to say is, if you don't know what to imagine, like you were talking about that Reiki jar, that wish jar, or people can do a wish list, whatever. If they don't know what to wish for, because so many people don't, they're so trapped in the lack of possibility that they don't even know what to do. Like when my grandfather said, dream big, bigger, you're not dreaming big enough. I'm like, what does that even mean? Because I didn't know what else was possible and I couldn't let go of that in my head. So if you don't know what to dream for, don't even know what to put on a wish list, then just put whatever my soul wants.
Yeah.
And your list is done. Your jar's done. Whatever 100%. My soul wants, done.
100%.
I'd love to quote a song that came up into my awareness this week. When I was in a store, it was playing. It was an old Joe Jackson song from the 80s. And the first two lines of the song are, sometimes you start feeling so lost and lonely, then you'll find it's all been in your mind. So true. All the lost, all the lonely, all the doubt, all the obstacles are in your mind.
They are. So fantastic. And for all you 80s fans and Joe Jackson's fans, imagine that you did it while you were stepping out.
Oh, good one. Very good reference. Another song title of a Joe Jackson song.
Absolutely. One of my favorite songs as a kid.
I was actually talking to a spirit this week. So I was actually talking with Ganesha this past week for a client. And Ganesha said, obstacles are only concepts.
They are. Well, blind faith certainly played a large role in, obviously, as I discovered this morning, I needed a good reminder, it appears, that the patience piece to say when it's time, when it's ready, can absolutely happen, because what I'm doing right now is exactly what I asked for 15 months ago. And, you know, in my conscience periodically, sure. But like I said, just amazing that your soul, that the universe, that source can say, I got you. Just hang in there for a minute. We got to let some other things happen, but we'll get you there. It'll be okay.
Right. So the blind faith is about the thing and the timing. It's important that we emphasize that. And I think it's amazing. You probably asked to be astounded today that that just popped up this morning before we were going to do this podcast. Nothing's a coincidence. And I think that's beautiful.
Yep. I do too.
Thank you, Jeffrey. So the takeaway is, believe in the higher power inside you. Trust it completely and just see what happens. Do it for a day just to see what happens. Do it for a lifetime and you'll have a lifetime of fulfillment. Thanks, Jeffrey.
No, I appreciate the opportunity. What a great conversation this morning. And to our listeners, take the time, a little blind faith, a little trust, a little bit of remembering love over fear will get you a long way.
and command. Command all new possibilities to show themselves. Command your soul to show you what it wants to do and where and when and with whom. And enjoy your journey. We will see you next time.
Thank you, and thank yourself for taking the time to entertain some new spiritual concepts today. I hope it has been interesting and or helpful.
You can find Cindy's channeled books on Amazon. Kindle versions also available.
And visit my website, cindyriggs.com.